is Sportsline on BAL.
Welcome back to the show here on a Tuesday night with a very, very special in-studio guest, a Sun columnist, sports and otherwise, for 32 years, just hung him up a few months ago, in Kevin Cowherd, who joins us in studio now. And Kevin, thank you so much for coming by. I've been trying to do this for months. Finally, you've accepted my invitation.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Brett. But it must be a real slow night here. That's the only thing
not.
I can think of.
It's a slow night.
Come on.
We've hit Jim Johnson for an hour.
Oh, well.
We hit Jameel McClain, Jerry Sandusky's conversation with him. And now we have you as we kind of put the cherry on top. Things will be going downhill from here. All right. So take us through these last few months. And you take the buyout from the Baltimore Sun.
I did. After 32 years there, took a buyout in July. And
is that bittersweet?
Tough decision to make. It was time for me, Brett. It was time for me. I needed to do something else. And needed a couple of new challenges, which I have. We could talk about that. And secondly, you know, the business just isn't as much fun as it used to be. Newspapers have been hit hard. Contraction. Economic contractions, downsizing, layoffs, et cetera. So the business wasn't quite as much fun as it was certainly when I broke in. So it was time for me to move on.
And you were an Evening Sun paper guy.
Yeah.
And then that goes away, and then you come over to the Morning side, and who knows where the future is. You are nothing shy of a print media veteran, to say
the
least.
Or a survivor.
A survivor. And you get to go on your own terms.
Yeah.
That's rare in today's game.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, they were very fair to me. I got a nice buyout, and so I'm very happy. It was, as I say, it was time for me to go. I have nothing but fond memories of 32 years there, but it just was time to move on.
So you don't have to stay up at night anymore wondering what's going to happen to the print game. You know, 5, 10, 15 years down the road.
Exactly. I don't have to stay up at night going, oh, my God, the Orioles announced at midnight that Jim Johnson
midnight.
Is leaving. I don't have to worry about that now.
You can read it now in the paper.
I can. Exactly.
And that must be nice.
At a relaxed pace.
At a relaxed pace. You cover sports specifically for 10 years.
Right.
Six when you really first got to town, right?
Yeah, from 81 to 87. Covered everything that was happening then. It was a great time to be a sports columnist in town. Orioles were good. 83, they win the World Series. The teams in 81 and 82 were so much fun. Earl Weaver was just a joy to be around. Now, it was an opposite feeling covering the Colts. The Colts were going through some rough times. 17,000 people showing up at Memorial Stadium. People begging Robert Irsay to sell the team. Total fan alienation and dissatisfaction. So that was tough. And then, of course, the Colts pick up in the middle of the night and leave for Indianapolis, and I covered that story. I was there that night.
In Owings Mills.
Well, we were at the Evening Sun around 10 o'clock. We started to get phone calls, and we started to get phone calls from people out in Owings Mills, and they said, hey, there's something going on at the Colts complex. And we didn't think anything of it. We kind of ignored the first couple of calls, but the calls kept coming in. The woman said, I see moving vans out at the Colts complex. So I jumped in the car with a couple of other veteran Evening Sun sports writers, Phil Jackman, you might remember Phil, and Ken Murray, and we went out there. Here it is snowing, and we look in the Colts complex. By the way, there were security guards all over the place. They wouldn't let us in. And we said, my God, the Colts are leaving town. And we stayed there all night until about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. The moving van took a franchise away like it was like it was nothing. It was just an absolutely surreal. Somebody said it was like a Fellini movie. It was the most surreal thing I've ever covered.
Now, where were you before you came to the Evening Sun?
I covered the Yankees, believe it or not, for the Bergen
How
Record
about that?
In New Jersey. Only for a year. Didn't enjoy being a baseball beat writer. It's just too much of a grind. It's even worse now, if you ask the beat writers.
It's true, yeah.
But that's what I did before I got here. But we've been here 32 years. It's our home now. Raised three kids here, so it's been a great experience.
Now, are the moments like covering the Colts leaving more memorable than covering a Super Bowl? What stands out to you looking back?
I covered a bunch of Super Bowls, I would say that Colts leaving town was probably one of the top stories that I ever covered, just because it was so different. No one, you know, Irsay had threatened to take the Colts out of Baltimore, but no one. I think in the bottom of our hearts, we didn't think he was going to do it. It was just, you know, the next day, Mayor Schaefer was absolutely devastated. It was like, you know, ripping the soul out of this city. So that was probably the most emotional story that I covered, certainly in my time at the Evening Sun.
And you also get to cover, in 1982, last game of the year at Memorial Stadium for the Orioles,
wow.
One of the great moments ever.
Unbelievable.
Everyone who's ever seen that broadcast and Howard Cosell that night,
yep.
Talking about Earl Weaver's last game, the crowd stays. To me, that is all the hopes and dreams of what a sports fan base should be and what I think we are on our best day here in Baltimore. That in defeat,
yep.
After a really valiant effort against the Brewers in those 4 days, even in defeat, they stay and cheer.
It was unbelievable. You looked around that stadium, very few empty seats after the game. Here come the Orioles onto the field. Here comes Earl Weaver. Everybody waving at them. Earl Weaver crying. It was such an emotional moment. And it was at that point that I thought, boy, these are some of the best fans in the world. Because I just thought it was just amazing, as you said, in defeat, season's over. You know, this is it, and here everybody is staying to give these guys an ovation. It was just an unbelievable moment.
We're with longtime Baltimore columnist Kevin Cowherd, kind of going over his great career here in town. We'll look forward to what endeavors he has ahead. We'll come back with much more here. You can grab us, 410-467-WBAL, or by email, brett@WBAL.com, or find us on the AT&T text hotline at 88509. This is Sportsline on BAL.